Right now, it's time for Talkin' Books. We are joined, as always, on Wednesday morning by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the aforementioned Town of Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture Department. ChapelHillArts.org for more on community arts and culture. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. Flexing those muscles and getting ready to talk books. It's Susan Brown. Hello. Good morning.
I'm stretching my arms in order to get my mouth ready to talk. I
don't that
know
makes
what
sense.
I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm like doing some semaphore, some yoga. Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, we talk about radio as like a talking thing, but it really is a physical, like you get your whole body into
it's
it.
It's a full-body sport.
You see me on the air. Like, I never sit down. I'm always standing up for the whole 3 hours. I'm moving around like I'm doing things. I'm moving my arms. Like, it's important. You get your whole body into
that's
it.
That's right. That's
makes
right.
The program more dynamic.
There we go.
Yes. What's up?
You know, it's a big week. All the things are happening. You know, it's the final tracks. So come out for beer, ice cream, great music.
I will have
downtown.
My voice back now.
Good. Excellent.
Which is great.
I won't be able to be there because we have one of our Banned Books Week programs Thursday night. But Luckily, my team doesn't need me. They're amazing. So, yeah. And then, let's see, last Friday, we had the exhibit launch for the 2022 Banned Books Trading Cards.
Because this week is Banned Books Week.
This week is Banned Books Week. I really wish that the ALA would change the name this year more than ever, because people think, like, wait a minute, why are we, like, having a book or a week for banning books? And it's like, no. It's against banned books.
It's against banning books,
I think they should call it, like, Freedom to Read Week or something.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So every year we do our Banned Books trading cards. Mm-hmm. We brought them back this year because, you know, every day it feels like banned books are in the news.
Yes.
Efforts to ban them. And we launched the exhibit on Friday. So I brought in a pack of the cards. So right now, and this will be up for a couple weeks, we have the 7 selected artworks for trading cards. I try not to call them winners because everybody wins by being a part of this project.
You get a ton of great submissions every year.
We got great submissions. What I love about it, too, is this is open to artists of all ages and stages. And, like, the elementary school artists are amazing. Captain Underpants is a perennial favorite. So all of those are on display. When you walk in the building, the 7 winners, for lack of a better word, are in the lobby. Then we've turned room A into a gallery space, and we have all 75 entries from this year on display. We have a selection of past winners that touch on some of the issues now. So books that touch on children's books or Black issues or queer issues. Mm-hmm. And then we added in some programming this year. So this Thursday, we have, in partnership with Carolina Public Humanities, we have our conversation on censorship. Really, really excited about that. So this is where we try and pair a town and a gown person. So from the town side of things, Tori Ekstrand. She's in the journalism school at UNC, and she writes about and she studies free speech and media law and censorship. And then the deputy director of the North Carolina chapter of Red, Wine, and Blue, her name is Renee Sakel. They are a national network that's organizing as a counter effort to the Moms for Liberty, who are leading many of these book bans.
Right.
So they're going to talk about
the very ironically titled Moms for Liberty.
Exactly.
Yes.
She's going to talk about their Book Ban Busters campaign. So they have some toolkits and some resources for folks that want to organize and fight these censorship attempts.
Nice. So
that was a lot of words.
No, that's tomorrow. And then the following week, Thursday, is another really cool event that I'm going to be involved
in. That's right. That's our Banned Books Read Aloud. And so the idea here is these books that are currently so controversial and in the news all the time, what if we get some folks together, some community luminaries and trusted folks, and just get together and read from them out loud.
Yeah.
To see what all the fuss is all about.
Yep.
So confirmed folks so far are yourself, C.J. Suit, our poet laureate. I'm hopefully going to read something. Bill Smith, local, author, chef, activist.
Man about town.
Man about town. He's going to read. We have some other folks that we're confirming, hopefully this week. So that's going to be just a fun. We're going to do it in Room A, in that gallery space. And it's just going to be folks reading excerpts from these books. And we'll see if, you know, our minds are blown or our ears are burning or anything like that when that happens.
It is really remarkable. Like, we talk about this every year, and, you know, we're celebrating the freedom to read. We're pushing back against book banning and celebrating the books that are often challenged. And, like, it's just remarkable every single year that we still have to have a week like this. And then you get to a year like this where there's just this mass movement of people trying to yank books off the shelves in libraries and classrooms, and just books that are being challenged because they have a gay character somewhere in it, or because they focus on people of color, or just for the most inane reasons. And it's gotten worse this year, and it's terrible.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, this idea that comes forth of this isn't appropriate for kids.
Yeah.
Yet these are the same folks who are telling people, don't tell me what's appropriate for my kids. Mm-hmm. So some of this is quite appropriate for kids who might be, you know, something other than the folks who are banning these books. So it's interesting to try and drill down and peel it apart. And ultimately, I think, as far as the kids are concerned, I think it's up to the parents to be involved in what their kids do and don't read. And
right.
If my kid wants to read genderqueer in sixth grade, that's fine by me. And
yeah.
If your kid doesn't, then you need to engage with that and guide that.
I'm also very much in favor, and I always have been in favor, of parents getting involved in their kids' education and really being active and working with teachers. But having seen Office Space, it is also not a good idea for every individual person to have 60 different bosses with veto power over every single thing they do. So get involved in your kids' education, but let the teachers teach as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a nice balance to be struck.
Well, and also what's happening is school media folks, teachers, public librarians, I mean, this is just, when these efforts happen, it's, I mean, these people, you know, these are people who are making, what, 30, 40 grand a year?
Yeah.
It is not worth it.
Way
in
underpaid.
Many cases, like, there are library folks leaving the profession, leaving their places. There's a couple, I think it was in Iowa, that a library actually closed.
Yeah.
They said, this is not, you know, this is too much. We're not going to do this. And they don't have staff that will, you know, uphold these local boards, whatever rules about what books can and can't go
yeah.
there. So teachers and librarians are professionally trained people whose job is to pick
let
books
them do
and
their
guide
thing.
Students. Yeah.
Speaking with Susan Brown, talking banned books. So let's talk banned books. What are we recommending this week?
So I want to recommend, I've got one book that I was thinking of about kind of in a meta way.
Okay.
So what are books for kids about this topic to help them understand what they're seeing in the news and hearing about book banning? So I want to recommend a book called Ban This Book. The author is Alan Gratz, who's written many, many great middle grade readers. This came out in 2017 or 18, but the story of it is a fourth grader basically organizes a freedom to read campaign.
Right.
When, of all books from the mixed up files of Ms. Basil E. Frankweiler,
it's a great book,
is challenged
right.
by a parent and is taken off the shelves. And basically the main character is Amy. She's this kind of shy, bookish kid. She organizes like a secret banned books library in her locker. She leads this campaign. It's a great story about a kid engaging on this issue and organizing in a really fun novel. So Ban
nice.
This Book by Alan Gratz. It's a great book.
I love it. So I would be remiss if at some point we didn't recommend Genderqueer, which is the the number one most challenged book.
Rod,
it's the
right
lightning
now?
Rod.
Yeah.
Yes, the lightning rod. That's what I was going for. Maya Kobabi, is that how you pronounce
their
last
so.
Name? Yeah. Kobabi, Genderqueer, which I assume will at some point get read at the reading next week. If no one else does it, I will do it because
absolutely.
It absolutely should be doing. We were talking before we started. This is reminiscent for me of one of the craziest things that I ever witnessed in my life, which is at the end of 2016, which you remember 2016, a year when a lot of celebrities died. Do you remember that being the case? Like 2016, it was just like one celebrity after another until it became like a running thing that celebrities were just like dropping left and right. At the end of the year, I have a friend who was involved in absolutely wild thing that happened in Raleigh. It was a burlesque troupe that decided to do an in memoriam burlesque show where all of the performances were themed on celebrities who had died that year.
Wow.
Yeah. And they got like people, they got like burlesque performers to do different ones, but they all got to choose their own celebrity. And the only problem was nobody did a David Bowie or a Prince because everyone just assumed that someone else would do it.
That's
so
right.
Like the two most obvious candidates for a burlesque tribute just didn't get done. So we want to make sure that someone does genderqueer this
That's
time.
Right.
We don't just like assume that someone else is going to choose
it. So
yeah.
Keep that in your back pocket. Be ready.
100%. So Genderqueer by Maya Kobabi. If you haven't read it, read it. I did read it recently. It's really good.
It is. And it's one of the trading cards too. And
yes.
The card that's done for it, it's so cool. It's actually, of course, in print, it's kind of flatter, but the actual submission was labels sewn together. And
nice.
It's a whole thing on labels and identities and all of that. So it's a great book and a great card.
Last recommendation?
I only brought one,
Aaron. You only brought one? All right. Okay, I'll give you one. One that was challenged in Orange County not too long ago, and we had the teacher on the air with us who had read it to their fourth grade class, King and King by Stern Nyland and Linda DeHaan, which is another great book about LGBTQ issues designed for young readers.
It's
and
a fairy tale.
Perfectly appropriate.
Yeah. And that's one where actually this read aloud that we're doing next week kind of links back to that, because that was right after I started here. And this book was in the news constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what if we just brought the teacher that read it and just read the book aloud and see what radical things happen? And of course, that was a great event. And there's a through line there from that to this.
Yep.
So maybe somebody should read King and King next week.
Ooh, I like that. And that is Talkin' Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library and more information on Banned Books Week and all the events they've got coming up this week and next. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.